This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Governors are on the front lines of the coronavirus outbreak response with new developments in two states. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in three South Florida counties.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has updated his plans, too.
We're preparing for a two-thirds increase in our hospital bed capacity in this state.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recommends everyone in his city wear a mask to combat the virus.
The U.S. Border Patrol stopping a major human smuggling effort. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo, Texas, when a tractor-trailer failed to stop for inspection. Agents chased it and found 40 illegal immigrants in the trailer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Georgia man pleading guilty to a plot to blow up the White House. FBI agents say they've arrested Hasher Taheb in an undercover operation. They actually arrested him more than a year ago. His intended targets included several monuments in the nation's capital, as well as the presidential mansion. A federal judge is blasting elected officials in Wisconsin for not rescheduling the state's primary election. District Judge William Conley saying that because of coronavirus, poll workers and voters should not be gathering in close proximity next Tuesday, which is when that primary election is scheduled for. On Twitter, the governor, Tony Evers, has said he won't change the election himself because he can't do it without violating state law. A new study suggesting music audiences might not be ready to return to the stadium after the pandemic ends. A recent study published in Variety finding that nearly half of the people surveyed said the idea of going to a major public event would, in their words, scare them for a very long time. and Quentin Tarantino thinking about turning one of his movies into a novel. The director says on Pure Cinema that he recently thought about writing book versions of his movies, including Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we are self-quarantining and mining our distance. Dr. Lauren Wright is with us, and she's behaving herself as well, watching and monitoring your social distancing as well, right?
I am home in Princeton, Bill, and I start teaching virtually on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good for you. As long as we keep the good work going, we'll make the most of the opportunity. I always like challenges like this because it's oftentimes when the unexpected like this occurs, new discoveries are discovered.
Well, you know, I love that you're so positive. I think we need more people like Bill Martinez right now. But, you know, it wasn't entirely unexpected. Yes. We just have to acknowledge that. I know I'm a Debbie Downer, but when the virus was in China, we knew it was going to be here. And so I would have liked more preparation, but I'm very glad that we're focusing on the current moment and what each of us can do to flatten the curve. And you're right, one of those is staying home and trying to do our best for each other. We can look back at the past. There will be plenty of time for that, and I'm sure you and I will spend plenty of time on that.
Ooh, you and I, we would do that? No, I don't think so. Of course. But I have to laugh because this social distancing, the last time I heard about that was at my senior prom dance. We had chaperones going, hey, what's a distance? What's a social distancing? You know, so here we are. So I just have to chuckle only to kind of bring some brevity to a rather serious situation, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your balance in this, Lauren, because it really is important. I mean, people need to take this seriously. I think people had to pause for just a moment when the president said, We're on a war footing here. We're fighting an invisible enemy that isn't existential. It's living amongst us right now.
I think a wartime posture is exactly what we should have, and I'm very glad that the president's talking about it in those terms. And extending that, I do think he should take more advantage of some of the executive power tools he has in his toolkit. As far as mandating manufacturing now, I think the time has come, and I know he's not opposed to it, but I'm a little bit worried that we don't have more of a nationalized approach at this point. It's up to state to state right now to do what they think is best.
Well, it's got to be tough. I mean, with you and your research background, to approach this thing, there are lots of moving parts that are very dynamic, and we have to keep our eye on the ball. And I'm not saying that's not what you're suggesting. I'm only trying to, you know, get into your world a little bit more and get your insight as to if you were queen, what would you do?
Oh man. Well, look.
Does that put the pressure on you just a little bit?
No, I mean, I do have a research, driven focus on, you know, all problems that government faces. And so the thing that bothers me probably the most, or causes me the most loss of sleep, is just the limited amount of data that we have. And there have been some really good conversations among researchers about this. And the debate is essentially, do you test everyone if you can and get a baseline for how much of occurrence do we have of this disease, how many people have it? And then you can get an accurate frame on the rate. And then there's the other side, which says, yes, we do need to do that, but since we can't, we need to take these measures in the meantime. But they are extreme measures for an extreme problem. And our economy is suffering because we have a lot of uncertainty. And exactly. And uncertainty, whether it's over optimistic or pessimistic, that's both bad for the markets. People want to know what's going to happen, and they want the information given to them straight. So we should be taking every possible approach we can to get a handle on that information.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first thing people need to lighten up a little bit is that, just even the difference in the last couple of weeks, what do we know now that we didn't know 2 weeks ago? I mean, it's just been so dynamic and so incredible that, you know, with me and my marketing mindset, I've always maintained 10% of information is better than no percent. And I'll take the numbers that we have right now and project them out. I mean, we have voter polls that are extrapolated on, 1,000, 1,200 surveys. We should have, some kind of projected conjecture. And I understand that it makes people nervous, especially those that are data-driven and so scientific. And I love people with that mindset. But right now, we need to move with expediency, take the cards that we have right now, and make some decisions. No doubt some of those are going to be in error, but we're not going to be charged with just sitting there waiting for the final, dot and cross of the T to make a decision when people are dying.
Yes, more information is better. But again, you know, with other types of studies we do, you mentioned polling as an example, a good poll will have a nationally representative sample and it'll randomize within that. You can't do that with life or death situations. But if we're only looking at sick people, that does not tell us the prevalence of the disease. It doesn't tell us a whole bunch of other things we would want to know. So we don't have the best assets to be dealing with this right now. But you're right, the more information, the better. I wish, and you know, we'll see, and I'm so glad the president's doing daily briefings, that there was more specific information like Governor Cuomo is giving in these PowerPoints. And hey, a lot of it is really scary, really bad information as far as the direction of the trend, but he does have specifics. He says, this is how many masks we have, this is how many we've ordered, here are how many ventilators we have. I think people want that kind of information at the federal level.
Right. Well, to my earlier point, Lauren, he is projecting out based on the numbers of what it could be against what he has. And he knows he's buck naked, that he doesn't have enough ventilators. I mean, they had a time, you know, there was a time for them to make a decision for ventilators. They chose not to do it. And now here they are 5 years later, and they're in trouble. And what are we going to do? I mean, thank God there's some industry. At least they say they are. Musk at Tesla and General Motors and others are saying, hey, look, we got workers and they know about how to build stuff. Maybe we can put them on a mission of building some ventilators here real quick. Maybe that's the case. But, you know, to your earlier comment, the idea that we're coming together all hands on deck and bringing to the problem potential solutions physicians from a diverse background of peoples and industry, I think is a good thing. And that's what makes me hopeful to think that coming out of this, we're going to learn more about ourselves, just like America did after we were attacked in Hawaii.
I hope that we can learn from this. I mean, I really hope this does not happen again and that everyone can snap up and see why expertise and preparation matter. But, you know, Bill, I'll just say really quickly, there's also some really great research that's been done on the fact that voters don't really reward presidents or politicians for preparation. They reward them for a response in the face of a problem.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Oh, you need that
work.
I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Lauren Wright, the Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics and Public Affairs at Princeton University, is with us. Lauren, as you were saying earlier, you know, the system is a little upside down. We do not reward those who are thoughtful and pragmatic and look to make decisions to the future. Voters are rewarding the kind of behavior that is more transactional, and then we wonder why we don't get results from our politicians that are more long-term thinking.
That's right. And we're also inherently mistrustful of government, and we don't think Congress can do its job, and a lot of the times it can't. Especially with national issues, Congress is not built to deal with national issues. And so, again, private industry is great. It's great that people have stepped up to the plate and volunteered their workers and their services. But I would much rather see a centralized approach coming from the White House, coming from Vice President Pence or Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx and that team saying, this is what we need you to do. We have presidential authority, and not leave it up to people who are raising their hands and saying, we have the services if you need them. I think they need to be directed to act because private corporations, we have great innovative companies who are great at what they do in this country, but they are not built to solve government problems. That's why we have a government.
Right. Well, you bring out a good point. Also, if there's a way to eliminate the legislators whose interests seems to trump the emergency, that they're concerned about a specific agenda as opposed to survival, the stuff that has been creeping in on these emergency bills that are being debated in Congress right now. I think it's quite telling, to your point. And hopefully wisdom can reign, and maybe out of this, we the people, we are the government, that we really put the pressure to say, look, we don't need you involved here because you're the wrong tool for the job, because the way you exercise your tool is self-serving, and we need somebody who's going to come in based on the facts, as you say, whether it's Dr. Fauci and Birx and, Mike Pence's team, to be able to come together and just say, okay, this is the prescription.
Yes,
follow the
right
prescription, right? Here's the assets that we have. And, if it comes to a time where General Motors is willing to retool and do something, maybe that's part of the prescription. But that's you're exactly right. I would agree with you. That is something that can be, ordered by this special governing body. And and then they're given the mission, and they can take it should they accept it.
Yes. And the White House, they're not policy makers, obviously, in the executive branch, but they can direct Congress and step in and say, this is what we want to see. And I know that they have a heavy hand in these emergency relief packages that we're starting to see through, but you're right. Legislators have to be very careful, because even if they are speaking for the interest of their constituents, and that's their job, and they're thinking about the people in their own states, if they start to appear like they're playing politics with these bills and they're trying to tweak them so that they're perfect, and time passes, people will not look kindly on that. And all eyes are on Congress and the White House right now.
Well, the American people should be taking notes, no doubt, to see who is serving the means of Main Street America and the forgotten men and women. And I believe you're right. I believe America is taking notes, especially because right now the sense of urgency is prevalent. They're the ones at home without a job wondering what's going to happen here.
Yes.
I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. I keep going back to this because I think he heard me, and that was with Senator Scott when we were here in Florida for a dinner a couple of weeks ago. And I said to him then, I said, Senator Scott, states are allowed to declare a state of emergency so they have access to immediate funds. I said, we have people out of work right now. They've been out of work for a couple of weeks. They're not sure what's happening, and they've applied for unemployment insurance, but it's in the typical bureaucracy system of 6 to 8 weeks before they're going to see a check. That's ridiculous.
Why, if the states are allowed to declare a state of emergency, why can't the everyday citizen declare a state of emergency and be able to access the funds they've already paid into? We don't need, you know, Nancy Pelosi or any politician to come in and authorize. The money is there. We just need them to access what belongs to them.
Well, Tim Scott's a great example of someone who is worried about this unemployment insurance mechanism that's being put in place, and was one of the senators that voted against the relief package because he wanted to prevent a situation where people were just laying their workers off and that there was no chance to take advantage of this. But again, the delay sometimes is worse than getting the details hammered out. And I do think he's starting to realize that. But you're right. This is such a specialized issue. We don't see, thank God, many of these, but it is something that people perceive because it affects their day-to-day lives. And most issues like that, even foreign conflicts, don't rise to the level where people are noticing immediate changes. And so Congress needs to act expediently right now. And they need to hammer out the details as they go, but they need to pass these pieces of legislation.
Yeah, the challenge with Congress is they're up for passing a bill, and then they go off to fight other things and other interests, as opposed to something like this, which I agree with your perspective, is going to be dynamic, and it requires some sort of organization to be able to fine-tune and adjust as opposed to just passing the bill. And as Ronald Reagan would say, is that you've just created another bureaucracy that is the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven.
I do think it's interesting how some Republicans are really worried about how sort of everyone's becoming Keynesian all of a sudden, and they don't agree with all these bailouts, and they want small government. But this is an example of a good exception to that rule. This pandemic is the exact type of issue that government needs to be very active in. And so I think the Republican Party, after this is hopefully over sooner than later, will have a lot to grapple with as far as what are their priorities and are they still deficit hawks and what are they going to do about it. But this is an issue voters who care about policy will forgive them on. They just want help right now.
Exactly. It's like, okay, we can buy extending the deficit a bit, if necessary, for this cause. Pet projects, a whole other program altogether, but you're exactly right. In an emergency situation, as you said a while ago, if we're on a war footing, then we need to consider it that way in every aspect, including our budgets.
That's exactly right. And I do think, you know, this is, again, a unique issue because people are paying really close attention. Most really important issues that we see, and, you know, Bill and you and I talk all the time about why people don't pay attention to politics and why they're sick of it and how it's so divorced from their everyday lives. This is the everyday life issue. This is what's most important to people right now.
Well, we've got about a minute and a half left here, Lauren. To wrap things up, we didn't really get much of a chance to talk about your column about how to campaign in the new normal that is coronavirus. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is a political year, especially because we are voting for a president not that many months away, right?
It is. It's a really tough situation, I think, especially for Joe Biden, presuming he's the nominee, because he has to figure out how to talk about these issues and how we could be doing better right now and how we should have been prepared without people perceiving him to be politicizing something. At the same time, this is a relevant political issue because we want to choose people who can deal with this type of crisis. And that's why I was so wary about President Trump's lack of government leadership experience from the beginning, because things are fine when the economy is roaring and people can put food on the table and provide their kids health care. But when disaster strikes, you do want someone who's done it before.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know where you go to school to do this before and to learn. I've maintained this is probably the biggest on-the-job OJT job that anybody could have, President of the United States. Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics and Public Affairs at Princeton University. Lauren, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you again very shortly.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example, animals.
1-800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Good to have you back with us, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show that comes to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right now, we're going to Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Mr. Lou, how we doing? You being safe out there, staying healthy?
Oh, yeah. We're without COVID-19 in our home, so thank God.
Yeah, thank God. You know, we've been reminding everybody when it comes down to, you know, the whole social distancing situation, people have to realize that there's a lot of components to that idea. Some people think, oh, it's just being 6 feet away. Well, it's being away as necessary that away means. So in other words, if you are in a quarantine state like New York, you don't get in your car, get in a plane, and go somewhere else where the restrictions are not as definitive because the virus has not, you know, come into Florida, for example, to the extent that it has done in New York or Louisiana, trying to come into either Texas or Florida. This is where we get communal spread. This is where it prolongs the effect. And as batty as you're getting right now, quarantining yourself, staying at home, minimizing your activity outdoors, well, you know, the choice is you can be more adherent and responsible to the CDC guidelines and we get through this thing faster, or you choose to be irresponsible and be a carrier of the virus and infect not only members of your family, but members in your community, right?
Absolutely. But meanwhile, with all of this precaution, personal and natural, we also have to extend precaution against runaway politicians who would try to use this situation for the benefit of expanding government spending, taxes, and all the rest. This is the Nancy Pelosi answer to the future for Democrats, is to use the pandemic politically for their purposes. And we have to stop that. The recent CARES Act was, you know, when you're putting out money to support the Kennedy Center and the humanities and art and that sort of thing, which has absolutely nothing to do with the pandemic, you know that the people in Washington on the left will use any excuse to create a larger government, more power for them, and a broader authority for their friends.
Well, this is what the coronavirus is doing, in much the same way that the presidency of Donald Trump has done, and that is expose progressives and to leave no doubt who's more important. And ladies and gentlemen, figure this out. It's not me or you. It's about power. It's about them. It's about the ruling elite class. It is not about the everyday American citizen. They care little that they're adding, you know, exponential dollars to the budget, and especially for things that don't matter. I mean, like public radio, that has something to do with coronavirus. You know, Planned Parenthood, you know, diversity in the boardroom has something to do with it. And then, of course, you know, the big slap in the face, not only to the Democrats, although they probably just took it in stride, but for the rest of America, that said, okay, $25 million to the Kennedy Center, you know, maybe not. And then no sooner does the president sign that, they fire all the musicians.
Yes, yes. And, you know, this offers an opportunity for very positive recognition as well as the negative. Mm-hmm. One of the positive recognitions is that the Federal Drug Administration should stop the testing for the efficacy of drugs and just test for safety, mm-hmm. which is what we intended. And it is their introduction of the efficacy challenge that has slowed down the response of government at all levels and the medical profession from being more effective quickly in addressing the COVID-19 problem. Mm-hmm. So let's learn on both ends. One, don't give away the resources of the nation to unrelated needs, mm-hmm. and let's open up let's learn from this in terms of minimizing government's interference with the private sector and the medical profession's ability to deal with these problems. I mean, look at the tests. We now have a 5-minute test instead of a 5-day test.
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
Through the private medicine. Okay.
Right. And we can thank Abbott for that. Now, of course, one of the big companies, you know, the Democrats have been criticizing big companies. We've maintained these big companies do big things. And Abbott and some of these others, you know, 3M, Tesla, General Motors, Ford, all stepping up to answer the call, you know, like a World War II response to the need of this country. All hands on deck, everybody manning their oars, as you like to say, Lou. And that's the dynamic that's taking place, much to the future victory, and again the remembrance and the reminder that America is a can-do nation.
Well, you're absolutely right, and to relate it to what we did in World War II in response is perfect, because the same industrial ingenuity and capacity that built tanks instead of cars for World War II is now building ventilators for people gripped with COVID-19, and they turned it around. They've done it. They know how to do it. Let's use the ingenuity that private enterprise creates for the benefit of us all.
And again, Lou, and not to sound gruesome, and because It is so important that we, the people, each individual, get around their brain how important it is for them to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You're part of the solution when you are compliant with social distancing and all that represents, you know, not only 6 feet, the washing of your hands. If you are in a quarantine area, stay put, stand down. Stay where you're supposed to be. Self-quarantine and do the right thing for yourself and for your family, because we're finding out 25%, Lou, 25% of the people have the disease. They're carriers. They don't even know it. And God forbid you would end up in that situation, you know, like the story that Deborah Burks, you know, tells of her grandmother, who as a child in 1918 had contracted the flu. You remember that horrendous, you know, incredible flu that killed millions of people. Mm-hmm. And so here she is, a young girl. She comes home and she brings the disease home, and it takes out her grandmother. Well, here's this young girl. I think she was maybe nine years old at the time. She's been living with this for her entire life, that she is responsible for the death of her grandmother. Or maybe it was her mother. But, I mean, how devastating to carry that in your heart. But, see, this is why it's so personal to Dr. Burks, and it should be personal to all of us, because by being irresponsible and being selfish, we could find ourselves carrying the same weight that Deborah Burks' mom has been carrying all her life.
Yes, yes. But as we break out of this and as we move through these challenges, let's remember it is the private enterprise system of America and our ability to respond quickly, medically and otherwise, that separates our nation from so many other nations, and we must protect that capacity from being overtaxed and overchallenged.
Well, Lou, to your point exactly, you know, our liberties are foundational to our exceptionalism and our ability to get results that will far and away, you know, stand in contrast to what other countries have been able to experience. You know, as challenging as these times are, I believe, as you said, we're going to learn a lot from this, and we are going to rise a lot from this, and in ways that we couldn't even imagine. That right now, because we're in, you know, we're right on the front line of the battle. We're in our foxholes, so to speak. And, you know, but we got to fight this fight, be serious about it, be adamant, be faithful to the call, you know, not only for yourself, but for all of America. He is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, right here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone, and especially the most important someone, was holding our head up. It is now, in the midst of this pandemic, as more and more people are looking up and realizing the answer does not come from their government, that it comes from God himself. And we have to remember whose we are at a time such as this. And this is why many people are turning in record numbers to online listening of pastors across the country that are encouraging people to, to hang in there, to be at peace in the midst of this, because this is no surprise to God himself. But what will be a surprise to us is how we come out of it and what we learn through the process. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us right now, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got the director of PR with Alsup. Alsup has just done an incredible job in helping over 250,000 people receive their SSDI benefits. Now, Social Security offices are closed. They've closed their offices to the public to help slow the spread of COVID-19, as you may know. And if you have been unfortunate enough to, try to make phone calls, you know what it is. The wait times are just, they're just crushing. And the website also has limited personalized assistance. But with us right now is Rebecca Ray, the director of PR for Alsup, and she's going to help us navigate these rough waters. Rebecca, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this, because Americans, first of all, we're kind of set up to panic and in the midst of this chaos, and especially at a time when we really need what it is that we've paid into. And, when you've got so many people, that's, I guess, pretty much the order of the day, whether it's hospitalization, health issues. Our systems are being overwhelmed when you have so many millions of people looking to be served by offices that are already having a hard time, keeping up with business as usual, much less business so unusual.
That's right. It is a really difficult time, and Social Security Administration is one of those agencies that we count on to continue to provide services, and ALSIP is doing our part to assist and support in one area, which is those individuals applying for disability applications and making those claims, and we're able to help through our online services and our Empower by ALSIP online application, and having that live chat, as you said, limited personalized support from Social Security right now. You know, they're asking people to please not call unless it's a dire situation to try to use online resources to find information, and ALSIP is here helping to provide some of that support through our services for people looking for disability benefits.
And, of course, dire is subjective, right?
I guess it depends, yeah, the severity of somebody's situation. One of the things that they've spelled out is just who, when they get phone calls, they're asking certain people, you know, if you're in this situation, you know, we welcome your call. If you're not in a situation, maybe try to consider another alternative. For example, if you have a terminal illness, or if you're in the most category of most severe disability, you know, then you can maybe try to reach them by telephone. They're anticipating wait times of at least 90 minutes in many cases. And so what ALSIP is trying to do is offer that online application with live chat, phone help, and assistance for, you know, that larger group of people, individuals with disabilities. Maybe they've been trying to work part-time or marginally. I don't know, you've seen the unemployment hit pretty significant highs. The unemployment rate for people with disabilities is usually about twice that for people without disabilities. And so already individuals have a difficulty working. If they've been, you know, maybe on the margin trying to work, but their health condition was just getting worse and worse, and now they, you know, they really need to stay home for their safety, and they can't work because of their health, you know, they may be looking at Social Security disability and really running into some roadblocks. And so that's what ALSIP is here to support with in part.
Rebecca, you know, what you just said really stopped me in my tracks, understanding that today's announcement of joblessness was 6.6 million this week.
Yeah.
So if being true to the numbers, I mean, we're talking over 12 million disabled people possibly just this week alone. Is that a fair number?
It's fair to say that it generally mirrors and follows at twice the rate. Yeah, individuals with disabilities who have been working in positions, finding themselves out of work when they've been in employment for, it varies the types of jobs that they're going to have. And, we also have a service provider, ALSIP Employment Services. We are actually actively working to try to help people with SSDI get back to work right now. You know, at the same time, some companies are cutting jobs, some companies are hiring. It's just an unusual economic environment right now. It's kind of unusual. So we're working on both sides of helping people seek these disability benefits when they really can't work because of their disability. You have to have medical evidence. You have to have a health issue that prevents you from working. You know, that's the SSDI program. But then individuals who maybe are on the other side of things, maybe they've been recovering for the past couple of years from a heart attack or something, and they're trying to find employment. Can you imagine the difficulty now of like, oh, I'm ready to go back to work.
Exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
What do I do now?
Right.
The chances look horrible. So we're really working on both sides to try to support people with these really difficult times that we're in.
Well, Rebecca, I especially can appreciate what an uphill battle it is for anybody who's disabled. It's not like their universe of job opportunities is at the same level. I mean, it's already, you know, choked off because not every business is looking to hire someone with a disability, even though we have the Disabilities Act and all these other things to protect them. I mean, the fact of the matter is it's not an open field, open opportunity and universe for people with a disability to be able to find employment.
Yeah, it is. It's incredibly difficult, and the challenges and may seem more so now. I think, you know, we can still, and I hear from, you know, how you're sharing some of your news and information, we can still try to look for silver linings, though. More and more organizations are looking at teleworking and work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the kinds of accommodations that can help people with disabilities and can open, you know, a few more doors for people. So those are the types of opportunities we still have to look for. And also is working, you know, as I said, to assist people with receiving the benefits. As you said, you know, they've earned, they've paid for these. The average SSDI recipient has worked 22 years in their field when something happens, like an injury or an illness or something that takes them out of work. So these are former workers that are applying for disability benefits. And maybe, you know, a portion, we find that more than 50%, they would like to go back to work if they can. If they can recover, if they can get through rehabilitation, if they can get to a place where they could work again. So,
well, that promotes their recovery, is getting back to work. I mean, that's a proven fact. And this is also why Donald Trump made it clear, and I think people missed it, is that with our economy being shut down and, you know, we had 160 million people at work one day, and now we have half those numbers. I mean, this is devastating, and the psychological impact. And I, you know, I kind of gathered from the response of the media and certain people that they kind of had that deer in the headlights kind of looked at, didn't even think about, you know, what unemployment, rising unemployment would do in terms of the psyche of the American producers. I mean, you know, increase in suicide rate, divorce rate, crimes, which, I mean, all these bad things that happen in society when people are not working, you know, come into play. And I respect that President Trump was sensitive to that.
Yeah, I mean, as you outlined, there are a lot of difficulties people are experiencing right now. And so we're trying to do our part with what you might call just a small piece of that, a window into people with disabilities, looking for disability benefits, looking for that income that they're, you know, applying for right now. They can apply online easily with ALSEP. They can work with us, you know, more efficiently, quickly, get some live chat help, get some phone help. Quite possibly, you know, a lot more quickly than they could through Social Security right now, and be moving forward with their disability claim to receiving benefits and hopefully moving through. As you said, we're all going to be in this time of transition right now. And
exactly.
If they can get started sooner, more quickly, you know, there are some people who, you know, they have difficulty, they struggle with applying for disability benefits. They want to believe they're going to be able to go back to work. They really don't want to turn to this federal benefit, not thinking about, well, they have paid for it, like they have their Social Security retirement. You paid for this disability benefit. If you need it, really encourage you to go ahead and apply. Don't wait too long. Sometimes individuals can wait and lose their ability to receive this benefit because it's based on how many years you were working. So it's based on your earnings. So it's very much an earned, you know, earned benefit. It's an earned insurance program that you've paid the premiums for. So so if you need to file a claim like you would if you had a car claim or a house claim, file a claim for disability, apply for that benefit, and then and don't give up on the opportunity to work again. If the economy rebounds, if and when that begins to happen, which we can't foresee the future, you'll be in a place of having income, and then you'll have support from an employment network like our ALSEP Employment Services to try to return to work when things do turn around as well.
Well, I cannot thank you enough, Rebecca Ray, for you know, the organization, what ALSEP is doing. I mean, just number one, to have live chat, to have a fellow a compassionate humanoid on the other side of the phone, not to get lost in, you know, what I call telephonic purgatory, you know. Oh, push button number one, number three. Oh, did I say three? I meant nine. This is just crazy making, especially when you're stressed and you realize that, wait a minute, I paid into this. This is my money. Why can I not seem to access it? You know, and I think there needs to be some consideration. And I spoke with Senator Scott in Florida about this recently, is that, look, at states have the ability to declare an emergency, state of emergency, to access funds immediately. Why can't we, the people, have the same respect? Rebecca Ray from ALSEP. Rebecca, how can they be in touch with you really quick?
They can file us at
perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.